Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Connor and his homies from Bremerton are. Connor and the friends, are you there?
That's right, we're here.
That's right.
What is Connor and the homies up to this early in the morning? You going to work together or going to school together? What's the deal?
Oh, yeah, we're just drinking coffee, getting ready for the day.
I love that.
I hope you guys are like brunching or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure, every morning.
I love it.
Well, if you guys...
Well, that rules.
Right?
Well, now I feel bad. I'm going to beat Connor and his homies.
No, you're not. Because if Connor and the homies win, they get some tasty treats and an even tastier picture of all of us in our Hooters outfits.
Yeah.
And I know Connor and the homies want that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, it's time for you
to still don't know which
seat.
One's the trick and which one's the treat in that situation, but...
I think they're both treats.
Here we are. Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Connor and his friends have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You guys can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
You know it!
I loved that. What do you call a group of wolves?
Pack.
Correct. The original Three Musketeers bar flavors were chocolate, vanilla, and what?
Strawberry.
Yes. The Bear actor Jeremy Allen White will be playing what musician in an upcoming biopic?
Pack.
Peyton Manning played 14 seasons with what NFL team?
Indianapolis Colts.
Yes. Which female artist recorded the theme song to the James Bond film GoldenEye?
Adele.
No.
GoldenEye.
What is the most populous country in the world?
India.
China. Correct. What is the name of the vampire on Sesame Street?
Count Chocula.
No. Which planet is known as the Earth's twin?
Mars.
No.
Saturn.
No.
Uranus.
No. In The Simpsons, what instrument does Lisa play?
Saxophone.
Correct. Connor and friends, you guys got 5 correct. Oh my gosh, all the groaning. It could have been worse. And I'm rooting for you. I think we all are here.
Absolutely.
Except for Steve, obviously. Actually, Danny, are you rooting for them?
No, I got my boy Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dude, Connor and the friends sound so fun, though.
Hey, we could all still hang out.
Yeah.
Okay,
good
fine.
Luck, Steve.
Thank you, my friend.
See?
See, are you ready?
Even Connor's a good sport, unlike you.
Oh, yeah!
What do you call a group of wolves?
A pack.
Correct.
A wolf pack.
The original Three Musketeer bar flavors were chocolate, vanilla, and what?
Strawberry?
Yes. Oh. The Bear actor Jeremy Allen White will be playing what musician in an upcoming biopic?
I have no idea. I'm just going to guess Michael Stipe from R.E.M. Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth.
No.
Dave Matthews.
No. Peyton Manning played 14 seasons with what NFL team?
Indianapolis Colts.
Correct. Which female artist recorded the theme song for the James Bond film GoldenEye?
Was that Rihanna?
No.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Beyonce?
No.
Damn
what is the most populous country in the world?
India.
Yes. What is the name of the vampire on Sesame Street?
The Count. Count.
Yes. Which planet is known as the Earth's twin?
Which planet? Let's go with Mars.
No.
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Venus?
Yes. In The Simpsons, what instrument does Lisa play?
Saxophone.
Correct. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5.
Next time, brunch boys.
Take care, homies.
Oh, I love that. The brunch boys.
Bottomless mimosas.
Always.
Even at 6:50 in the morning.
Of course.
Even better.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, Steve.
Solid point, Taryn.
The Bear actor Jeremy Allen White. I know Taryn knows this actor. Do you know who'll be playing what musician in an upcoming biopic?
Is it Bruce Springsteen?
It is.
Oh, my God. For real?
Yeah.
For real.
He'll make a great Bruce Springsteen.
He will.
I'm so impressed you got that.
I hope there's a lot of shirtless scenes.
Oh, me too.
I don't remember a lot of moments where Bruce was shirtless, to be honest with you. Maybe you should watch that Iron Claw movie. The movie about the Von Erich brothers in the world of wrestling.
He played a lot of shirtless dudes.
Well, yeah, they're just wearing basically Speedos. He's shirtless in it a lot.
Taryn, you and I need a girls' date.
Yes, we do.
Which female artist recorded the theme song for the James Bond GoldenEye?
Real quick, though, fair warning. It's a really depressing movie, so don't expect to be like getting drunk and smiling the whole time.
Okay.
Maybe we'll watch it on mute so we can just look at
fair.
That. GoldenEye, it was...
Was it Madonna?
Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Yes, and I would have accepted Count, like you said, for The Vampire on Sesame Street, or Count. Yes. But either way, you won. Congrats.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th at Showbox Soto. And if you've never experienced it before, we do every single element of the Daily Mix show live in front of an audience. The Men's Room does every single element of their show live in front of an audience.
So like no pre-recorded music, no pre-recorded commercials, no pre-recorded sound effects. Everything is performed live and then... It's usually a train wreck, but in the greatest way possible.
And literally anything can go wrong. So why wouldn't you want to be there to witness the chaos in person, Rockaholics?
Plus, it's just a great time for all of us to hang out. Us, the Men's Room, Ryan Castle, we're hanging out with the Rockaholics. It's going to be in Seattle. That's going to be a great time. So, yeah, come hang out with us.
The tickets are on sale at KISW.com. What is the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you, Steve?
First thing that pops in my mind, and I still think about it, a pair of glasses.
Like... Bifocals?
No.
Or like a set
progressives.
Of glasses.
Okay. You know, it's a little bit of both.
Like where? I just recently. From where?
They were stolen from the car. So I had a loaner car, and that loaner car got stolen out of my garage. It's a whole other story, but. So they took everything in there, you know, like my gym bag, this, that, and the other thing, and I was like, oh, that's a bummer. And I was like, I bet they didn't take the glasses though, you know. Who's taking someone's prescription glasses? And yep, sure as that's they did. And it just, I don't know why, but that's the one thing that pissed me off the most because I was like, I just came to terms with the fact that I have to wear glasses. And I'm like, I like these glasses. Okay, I paid a decent amount, like a couple $100. Oh, piss me off. Still does.
Well, we want to know this same question from our Rockaholics. What is the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you? 206-803-ROCK. Or what was the one thing you wish you could get back that was stolen? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Migs Show.
What was the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you? 206-803-ROCK. We are bringing this up because a woman in Minnesota was charged for rustling sheep. Rustling is when you steal someone's livestock.
I did not know that until this morning.
First time I've heard that term as well. So here is the police chief talking about what happened.
A report of a man and woman walking a dog and a sheep. The woman who was confronted originally said that she had purchased the sheep. That turned out not to be true. What actually happened was she went to the farm and drug the sheep out of the farm. Oh. She almost choked the sheep out. So you can't rustle people's livestock in Bloomington.
Well, at first I thought that meant drug, like he gave it, like, you know, Molly or something.
Roofies.
Like that.
Yeah. I thought it was like he drugged the sheep.
Right. So I was like, that's awful. And then I'm like, oh, he meant just like dragging it. And then I'm like, well, that's still awful. Like, both of those are terrible. That's just, so has anyone ever tried to steal, like, because you live on a farm,
yes,
for those that don't know, and you have, what, like 16, 17 animals?
Yeah, we got, I think we're at 12 right now.
But oh, okay.
There was one time that I think both our chickens and our neighbor's chickens got out, and people put the wrong chickens back in the wrong pens.
Well, that was for a new reality show. It was from the makers of Wife Swap called
Rhymes with Pock Swap.
Oh, my God. Sorry. So it wasn't really like they chicken got stolen. Swap. They just got put back in the wrong pens, which was very funny.
So nobody's ever tried to like come to your...
I mean, honestly, aside from
property.
The coyotes in the hood have definitely stolen some chickens
fair,
from us.
Fair, okay.
But it sounds like all the sheep and animals involved in that theft were unharmed, which is great news.
I just want to pull that woman and say, what are you doing? Like, why? What is wrong with you trying to steal somebody's animal?
So what is the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you, Rockaholics? Or that one thing that you wish you could get back that was stolen? 206-803-ROCK. Ashley and Stanwood, tell us what happened when you went to a bachelorette party.
So, on our way to a bachelorette party, flying into Sky Harbor Airport, we're excited, we're ready to rock, we're at that terminal where your bags come around the roundabout, and we realize a few bags are gone. My bag is gone, another girl's bag is gone, and then this community bag that we had packed, right?
Okay.
Well, inside the community bag for a bachelorette party is all... penises. Penis straws, penis hats, penis glasses, penis glitter, penis shirts.
I mean, you're not having a bachelorette party if you don't have those things in your possession.
Bright pink, glittery. I mean, we DIY'd these obnoxious glittery, I mean, 4-foot glitter penis with a hole cut out of it so you could put your face in it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
perfect for Instagram pictures.
And then our personal bags. So about 36 hours later, Maricopa County police officers call us and say they found our bags.
Ma'am, we found your penises.
Okay, so they find our bags outside of a methadone clinic in a stolen SUV, just scattered. They are just absolutely scattered, all of our belongings, along with like 10 other bags.
Well, did
not
you make...
a single penis. Not one.
Did you make
not even a speck of glitter?
Did you make penis shaped crack pipes? Is that why?
That's what they were doing. That's where they were off to.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That is wild.
Was not expecting that kind of a phone call this morning.
I also think that was the record for saying penis.
Yes.
This morning.
It's a big day today.
Yeah.
Trucker Matt in Moses Lake, what was stolen when you had your house broken into?
So, yeah, somebody broke into my kitchen window, and the only thing of value they really stole was an Xbox 360, but they left all the games, all the controllers, and took half of the power cord.
And what are you, I guess they're just going to maybe just grab it and they're just hoping to bring it to a pawn shop, but that seems so strange.
That one made the most sense, but they also took my electric razor that was plugged into the wall, but left the charger.
Dude,
they took... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when those people came into my garage, because we unfortunately left our garage door open when we went to bed, and they went in and took the rental car that I had at the time, and the other stuff that they grabbed was like so like random. It was just like, oh, okay, it was just easy to grab and throw in the car that was in our garage.
Yeah, and they also stole a bunch of wine glasses that were probably worth 50 cents, maybe a dollar a piece, left the one that had my last name etched into it.
Oh.
See, at least they had a conscience. Like, we can't take this one. This is this guy's last name.
Devin is in Anacortes. Same question to you. What was the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you?
A box of Krispy Kreme stolen from me.
Okay, now this would piss me off.
Like the same thing happened. Like I had my car broken into. They stole my stereo. Me and my buddy had just like went to a Mariners game that night, and we got a dozen Krispy Kremes on the way home, and I parked my car overnight, woke up in the morning, went out to my car, stereo was gone. I look in the back seat, the box of Krispy Kremes was still there, and I'm like, oh, sweet, you know? And I open it up, There's one Krispy Kreme left with a bite taken out of it.
They didn't take the whole box. So they were.
They just sat in the car, probably stealing my whole stereo, and they literally left one left with a bite taken out of it.
Also, why did you leave the Krispy Kremes in your car overnight?
I forgot about them. They were in the back seat. I just got out and went inside.
I'm not trying to laugh at the situation, but just like I'm picturing these guys in your car trying to like get the stereo out. And he's like, John, hand me another one of those donuts.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's just awful.
Wow.
Terrible. Somebody texted in at 206-803 Rock said, I had my VHS collection stolen when somebody broke into my apartment. They took all of them except for one. Friday. They left me that one. It's a good movie.
That's a great movie. Rockaholics, Halloween is this Thursday. And to get you in the mood, we want to see how well you know some of the most iconic Halloween and horror movies of all time. So call in now if you think you know all about horror films, the ones that we grew up on, and you'll have a shot at winning a gift card to Carl's Jr. or Jersey Mike's. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play a little game at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Because it is Hello Week and everything, we're going to be testing the Rockaholics on how well they know iconic horror films all week long. But there is a twist. Migs, you and I went home and we turned horror movie plots into children's stories and read them to our kids.
It was a little bit of a task because you definitely don't want to read any of the real premise to, like, you know, Child's Play, which was an example from yesterday where it's like, you know, Chucky's killing things. So you got to try and find creative ways to make it so that Chucky's not killing anything, but just cooking, baking cookies and jumping in puddles as opposed to murdering people.
Sunshine and roses with Chucky, you know? And then asking our kids what they thought about these stories. So we're going to play these back for you. And if you can guess both stories right, you will win a gift card to Carl's Jr. or Jersey Mike's. And if not, we'll give it away to caller 13 instead. So let's meet
13
our...
is spooky.
Very spooky. Let's meet our contestant this morning, who is Rockaholic Justin. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing great.
Justin, what is your all-time favorite horror film?
Ooh, you know, that's a great freaking question. I would honestly have to go with Alien.
All right. That's a good pick. I don't think a lot of people go down that road.
Yeah, no, I definitely like sci-fi horror compared to like thriller horror.
Okay.
All right, Justin, this is our first happy horror story as I told it to Barrett. This is called The Scary House in Texas. You've been to Texas before, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
hold on a second. He seems really fired up about going to Texas.
Because there was a swimming pool at the house.
Oh,
of course.
That makes sense.
Sally and her friends were on a fun trip in Texas when they found a spooky old house. They were curious, so they peeked inside and met a tall, goofy guy named Leatherface, who wore a silly mask. One by one, her friends started to disappear, and Sally was confused. She tried to find help, but everyone she met seemed to be part of Leatherface's wacky family. Just when she thought she was trapped, a friendly truck driver picked her up. As the sun rose, Sally felt safe. waving goodbye to the spooky house and her funny friend, Leatherface. Wow. Did you?
What did he just say?
I have no idea.
I like your response then. Wow, cool story, Barrett.
Wow. Did you like that one? What was your favorite part?
Ooh, yeah, good one.
What?
Did you feed your child a lot of chocolate when you were reading this story?
He has been eating nothing but sugar for about the last week. Yeah, I can tell. It's craziness.
He sounds like adults at like 4 a.m. after a crazy bender. Can't even put out a word.
So, Justin.
Pat from Jennings.
What do we think that happy horror story was?
Would that be Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah!
What gave it away? The goofy, fun guy with a silly mask named Leatherface?
The fact that she just said Texas like the first two words.
Yeah, that too. That's how.
Here is our next happy horror story, Justin, as Migs told it to Tatum.
All right, here we go.
This one's called The Mystery at Camp. A long time ago at Camp Crystal Lake, two camp counselors went into a cabin and they disappeared. They were playing hide and go seek. A brave girl named Annie wanted to work at the camp, even though people said, if you do, don't play hide and go seek with a little boy named Jason. Jason was a big fan of hockey and loved wearing a hockey mask. Well, Alice knew that she had to be super brave and stop Jason from playing hide and go seek with all the boys and girls. The end. That was a fast one? Did you like that story? What was your favorite part?
I guess not.
Thanks, Tatum. What's your favorite part? I don't know.
Did you like the part about them playing hide and go seek?
Yeah.
Did you like that Jason wore a hockey mask?
Yeah.
Do you like hockey?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite team?
The Kraken and the Seahawks.
You like the Kraken and the Seahawks are your favorite hockey teams?
Yeah.
Nice. That's right.
Parenting done right.
All right, Justin, what was that happy horror story?
That would be Friday the 13th.
Bam!
See, what's so hard about this game? Easy peasy.
Easiest game ever.
Congratulations, Justin. You are a big winner today. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you guys as well. Hope you guys have an awesome week.
You too.
You too. We want to know, Rockaholics, are you a 90s kid? Yeah. If so, we need you to call us right now. 206-803-ROCK. If you grew up in the 90s, we want to see how much you remember from those times. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Sum 41.
Daily Mix Show.
The website Screen Crush just came up with a great way to see if you, in fact, grew up in the 90s. Yep. And this is all thanks to the commercials that were released during that time.
I'm feeling like, I mean, it's probably any generation, but there's just something about nostalgia that just gets me so excited. When I was like looking at some of these commercials, I'm like, oh my goodness, this just triggers so many great memories.
So, Migs, we're going to have you play the commercial, and then we want to see if they are truly unforgettable commercials, and we can name what they are for. And Lee from Smoky Point is going to be playing along with us this morning. What's up, Lee?
How's it going, guys?
So super Lee, good.
Around, well, I mean, you don't have to give us an exact age, but around how old are you then?
I am 41, about to be 42.
Okay.
I was born in 82, grew up in the 90s.
The best best decade ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So
I'm still stuck in it.
Dude, I feel like a lot of people who have spent any time in the 90s grew up in it, or just that was like around the time of where you fell in love with music or movies. Like, you just look back on that time, like, there's nothing better than it.
Genre wise, like, the 90s across the board was like probably the best. Like, 90s hip hop, 90s alternative, even 90s country.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know about the 90s country.
Oh, no, he's right. He is right. Brooks and Dunn.
I'm not saying quality.
Fair. Okay. Well, these days, I mean, they can make a run for their money with how popular country music is nowadays. But let's go back to the 90s. I found some commercials. We're going to start off with a very easy one, I think. I'm going to play the commercial. Okay. You guys, whoever wants to jump in, let's try and guess which product it's for. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's up?
Budweiser.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember?
I remember that commercial, but I honestly thought it was Doritos.
Hello? What's that? What's that?
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Yo.
What's that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Iconic.
At the time, it got a little overplayed, but now going back to it, just like, oh yeah, that one. I remember the frogs.
Yeah, was
Budweiser.
But those were Super Bowl commercials, right?
That's how they started. Absolutely.
Yeah.
back when we didn't see the commercials until the Super Bowl. It was a crazy concept with these. All right, okay, I got another one. I think this one might be a little bit harder, but I think you guys will be able to figure it out.
Hello, for $10,000, who shall...
Got milk, whoa. American Dairy Farmers.
What?
Stanley
got milk.
Lee, you are crushing it this morning.
Poor guy was trying to win a trivia game on the phone, but he couldn't speak because he had too much peanut butter in his mouth.
Okay.
Also, crazy part about that commercial, I didn't know this until I saw like a little blurb about it during when they posted all these commercials. That commercial was directed by Michael Bay.
Really?
The Transformers guy.
That's wild.
I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? All right, I think this one, I don't know, man. I feel like Lee's going to crush it. You ready?
All right.
It doesn't matter what comes, fresh food's better in life. Fresh and full of
Mentos. Boom, Danny's got it.
The Fresh Maker.
Inspired one of the best Foo Fighters.
For some reason, I was like, oh my God, it freshens breath. And I immediately was about to say double make gum.
Yeah. With the double twins.
Like, oh, it is. I was like, oh, it's Mentos.
Mentos, the Fresh Maker.
Nice.
All right, this one was one of my favorites.
Grey Poop.
Oh. Damn it, I gave it away.
Oh, Grey Poop on.
Pardon me. Would you have any...
It's Grey Poop on.
Grey Poop on.
Let's go.
You messed up on that one.
That's all right. That's all right. We're going to come back strong with this one.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. Solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant.
Ricky Lake?
Okay.
What's that?
Ricky Lake. I was like, Ricky Lake.
No, this is a commercial. This is an actual commercial.
Okay. And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy. But you knew that.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how.
Miss Cleo.
What?
Do you guys not remember Miss Cleo?
No.
She was
just...
Tell
me now if you're free reading.
100%.
Nailed it.
She would just say, hey, call in 1-800-MISS-CLEO, whatever it was, and people would... She made a ridiculous amount of money. It was like an infomercial / commercial.
Yeah.
And the commercials were like these totally planted phone calls.
Sure.
Basically being like, hey, am I being cheated on? She's like, yep, I can see the guy. I'm like, okay, let's look at crazy.
She had a crystal ball, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. All right, one last one. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right.
Yo quiero...
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Damn.
Boom!
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Right on, Lee. You crushed it.
Thank you.
Somebody wrote even now, they said that the Yo Quiero Taco Bell, the dog, was like the version, like the 80s version of Spuds McKenzie. That was the 90s version of like an iconic dog, you know, selling a product.
Totally.
Yeah.
Brockaholics, we need someone to call up and challenge Steve Miggs to a game of Beat Miggs. And it would be very helpful if you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the game. He's got a record of 305 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.